Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you an empowerment message. We are thankful this morning as we have come out of our Empowerment Summit this weekend, where we talked about the importance of how God is building us to work together. Amen. I tell you, God just moved in such a wonderful way. I believe that everyone who attended and pressed their way left renewed, rewired, regenerated, refreshed, and ready to move forward in purpose. So to sort of piggyback off, I'm going to share with you again from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, and I'm paraphrasing, but it talks about us being jointly fitted together, how each one of us has a specific role, and when we come together to work together in unity and love, we can make a difference. So this morning, I just want to share with you a little bit about understanding purpose, and then connecting your purpose with those who are like-minded, those who are assigned to you and you assigned to them. Amen. So, Father, we thank you this morning for this teaching time. Oh, God, we thank you how you're illuminating right now, God, for how you are refreshing, oh, God, for how you, oh, God, are establishing purpose in the minds of your people, God, that they would consider your will, your plan, and your purpose over anything that man has spoken. God, we ask that you would have your way, and we will give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. And we count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, you've got to be connected. God wants us connected in order to make the impact. But our issue and concern for many people is, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know where I belong. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So what am I connecting to? How am I supposed to connect? Well, let's go back and take a look at that. When we look at God's plan for us, God's purpose for us, and God's will for us, how often have you considered, God, what do you want me to do? God, what is it you need from me? Because many times you ask someone, what's your purpose in the earth? They begin to name for you their occupations or titles that they have. It doesn't really speak to what God created them to do. When you take an assessment of your life, you need to pay attention to those things that come to you very easily. There are people that I know who, especially in the marketplace, have been gifted and talented to do sewing, crocheting. You know, you may be gifted in art or music, and you think to yourself, because it's not, quote unquote, churchy, this really could not be my purpose. Well, I beg to differ with you. I think that we need to understand that what God has given each of us to do is not going to be found behind the church door. Many of us, for what God has given us to do, it is a work that is out in the marketplace. It's a work that may be in the realm of entertainment. It may be in the realm of government. It doesn't necessarily have to be at the church, but God can get the glory out of what it is you're doing. So, yes, someone saying, well, I'm a good songwriter. I'm a good singer. Well, then sing and write songs. Make melodies unto the Lord. Use his word as a guide for the writing of your song, so that as you sing, you're not just singing, you're ministering to people the word of God. That is life transforming. So yes, that could be it. So once you find your niche, you find your purpose, it's important to be with the right people. We know the word tells us that being around bad people will change a good person. You are spoiled. You become infected by their behavior. In the secular sense, we say birds of a feather flock together. So if you are in the company of someone who's doing things contrary to God's will, purpose, and plan, then you may find yourself being pulled into that arena, being pulled into that behavior, finding yourself neglecting what it is that God has spoken for you to do, but you're spending time now doing things to please people. That's one thing that we have to be delivered from. You know, it's good that see you in a good light. It's good that people find you friendly. It's good that people gravitate to you for whatever reason. But it is not good that you worry more about what man says about you than what God says about you. I think too often that we've come into a place where because I was trying to please man, I neglected what God said. Now, man has not a heaven or a hell to take us to. They don't. So we should not be so concerned about whether man is pleased with what God has given us to do. We don't worry about whether they're pleased with it or not. We know obedience is better than sacrifice. We know that it is God's intent that we follow his plan on this earth, that he gets glory out of what we do to build his kingdom. Yeah, I know. There's some of you who have issues. Susie, because Susie did this, that, and the other. Yes, some of you need validation. But, again, I'm going to be praying for you simply because seeking that validation is not what God intends for us. When you know who you are and when you know whose you are, when you know what you have been assigned to do, that need for validation diminishes because you can stand and say, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. You can stand to say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You can stand and say all these things because you know who you are. Not having self-esteem, not understanding and embracing self-worth has been a tremendous blow to many people. I myself suffered from low self-worth for many years because of tragedies that had happened in my personal life. And it had put me in a place where God could have actually dropped in my lap before my face what my purpose was, but I was so withdrawn, I wouldn't have been able to see it. See, one thing to find your purpose, you really need to be, you might hear it, but if you're not in a healthy place, you're not going to embrace it because you will allow the enemy to talk you out of what God says. Yeah. When God says you're going to be an architect and an engineer, you're gifted to write and draw and figure calculations and measurements and all these things. And you share it with a few others who don't have those same abilities, and they begin to talk you out of it. And you listen to that, and you stop moving and flowing and what God has said, listening to man. That can end today. There should be no voice greater in your ear than the voice of God. You should not give anybody more attention than you give to God and what he's speaking concerning his plan for your life. During our summit, God had spoken something to me in the house, and there was a ledge out on the patio. And God said, we have too many people at the top of the ledge looking down at individuals, not willing to pull them up to where they need to be. Likewise, we've got people down on the bottom reaching up, asking for assistance and being ignored. Our desire is to be who will help both the one at the top and the one at the bottom reaching up. See, when God wants us to come together, he says as he's building us to work together, he wants unity, unity in the body, unity in the home, unity in the marketplace. We don't have to be fighting for a place in him. There is an assigned place for each of us. But God said, you've got to stop worrying about the big I's and the little U's, because I have no respect for person. Don't keep trying to belittle people. Don't keep, because you have a degree. Don't let that be the benchmark that you use to determine someone's wealth. Because that's not how God sees it. There's some of you listening today who might feel like, I'm that one. I'm that one who's down on the bottom, and I'm reaching up, and it appears that no one is there to help me. I want you to consider that maybe you're in the wrong place looking for assistance. Maybe you're with the wrong leaders seeking out help. Maybe you're in a place where envy and strife is being breeded. Animosity and jealousy is being breeded. And in situations of that nature, you're not going to get the hand up. You're not going to get what you need to fuel you. Thankful for being under right leadership today. Leaders who are not intimidated by what I do, but celebrate what I do in the kingdom of God. Leaders who pour into me truth, knowledge, to give me a greater understanding of what it is I'm to do and how I am to go about fulfilling the mandate that's on my life. He wants you to know what he's called you to do. Someone asked yesterday, What's my purpose? Why am I here? And he said, I think I know what it is, but I need validation. I need to be certain that I heard what I heard. If that's you, reach out. Ask them, see me doing this? Don't ask them what they think. Ask them, do you see me doing this? Do you see me in this role? They can tell you yes or no. And so, depending upon what they say, if that's what God spoke to you, hold on to what God says. God is not a man that he would lie. He's not going to lie to you. If he said, this is what I see in you, this is what I want from you, then trust him. Take him at his word. And then begin to cultivate your environment. You know, go back to school if you have to. Do whatever it takes to be able to fulfill what God has spoken. It is so vitally important that you fulfill what he said. Fulfill what he said. I wouldn't want to, you know, pass from here to eternity and stand before him and be sharing with him all the things that I did, and he say, well, but you didn't do what I sent you to do. And you have a whole list of nice things you did, but you didn't fulfill purpose. He wants us to fulfill purpose. He wants us to do the work of the kingdom. And he wants us to do the work together. 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 So this week, I just want to empower you with this. Find your purpose. Find proper leadership. There's no need for anyone to try to be an island in this season. There is work for each of us to do. For each of us to do. That doesn't have to be duplicated or replicated. But it requires that you get in God's presence and know what it is he wants from you. That's our prayer for you this week. That you get in his presence. Learn of him. While you're learning of him, you learn of yourself. Learn what it is that he desires from you. And then do it. With everything in you, do it. Fulfill your purpose that we might build the kingdom. I think it's pretty evident that we're in the midst of some turbulent days ahead. But we, even in the midst of that, but it's vitally important that we are on point with what God is speaking. Yes. So we thank you. We thank you for joining us. We're in transit today, heading to the next destination to fulfill what God has spoken for this day. So it is our, and once you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower others, reminding each person, even yourself each day, that you are the key to your own empowerment. If it's something that you need or you desire, you go after it. If it doesn't matter to you, then we know what your stance will be. But fulfilling purpose is important to me. It's important to each of us at the empowerment place. We want to do that which is pleasing unto the Lord. We want to do that which He's called us to do. And we want to perfect it according to His will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We love you. We ask that you join us again next week for another empowerment message. God bless.